Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell you better watch your comments, man. I think that this is just a gag on cliches. This is something deeper, man. This is something deeper.
Well, here's what I wonder.
This song, this whole thing.
So obviously,
tell everybody who it is.
It's what it's MGK, known as one of the Cleveland Bad Boys, as he's twirling with a mop or a broom. Was it a?
It sounds just like Bone Thugs sounded in '95.
Oh, I can't even believe we can play this on the air. As X-rated as it is.
It is certainly something.
This must be the edited down version, right?
No, this one has extra mops.
It takes a lot of talent to be dancing through that soap. You can slip and fall.
Think of the hours. If anybody wants to make fun of MGK, think of the hours of choreography.
That's a squeegee he's dancing with.
I mean, Michael Jackson worked so hard to do a comeback concert that he took enough painkillers to kill him. So imagine the work that was put on to produce this video.
I'm telling you, I think that this is like, remember when Joaquin Phoenix did I'm Still Here?
Yes.
And he acted like a jerk with David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like some like grand life experiment.
It was like a contemporary art piece.
Yeah, it really didn't go as, it wasn't as profound as what we thought it was going to be.
Is that what this is? Because
I'm telling you, man.
Or is MGK, find out, Mitch, do the research.
I was cool with that being the answer until you both hoped it so hard.
The song is called Cliche.
Where is he on the pop charts for this song? I want to know where it's registering because
I don't know if it's out yet.
What if
the charts.
Yeah. Okay. You might be right because this song came out, I think, on Friday night or Thursday
and
night.
They take off Memorial Day. They don't do charts. That's
okay.
We've known that for years.
Well, I used to be an avid subscriber to Billboard magazine. So here's what I'm wondering. If this song takes off and it like gets number one and wins a bunch of awards,
yes.
And then he's like, psych. People say psych anymore. He's like, gotcha. This wasn't a real song. This is proving how our consumption is an embarrassment and how we all fall for this. Would that prove something to you? Would that be a genius stroke? Would that be Andy Kaufman-esque?
I don't think it would be Andy Kaufman-esque, but it would certainly be somewhere in the
because I think this
vicinity
song,
of surprising things.
I'm telling you, I had on one in my car. I have another radio brand on at times, and it played this song a lot on the pop station
already.
So yes. So this is getting major run. I know we don't consume stuff the way we used to, but I think this song has been heard by a lot of people. And it's just getting
sure
made fun of. Now, his fans, they were some of the most, I don't know
they're
if they are. That's what I want to know.
Oh, I'm looking online. They're eating this stuff
I'm
up, buddy.
I'm talking about the old ones that used to
knife
be
and fork.
On social media. EST, what did they used to write all the time after every post? They can't possibly be
Lace
into this.
Up?
Yeah, they can't possibly be into this.
Seems that they are into this. It seems that they are
Those
into
are
this.
Different people, Ken. Those cannot be the same crew.
Hey, man, every morning I wake
from
up.
From 2011 and the people now, those are different people.
Every morning I wake up and I come in here and I hit something on one of the What's Happening things and it's just a bunch of K-pop stuff. They can be followed. People can have those hardcore fans.
20-year-olds in 2011 who are now whatever they are, mid-30s, are like, yep, I'm into that.
Yes.
They were into pretty hard rap in 2011, and now they're going with this.
I think that's where
that
he's going with
like
this.
A guy who's not paying attention to the words that are coming out of my mouth.
I think that's where he's
agreeing.
I think
try to get it through. I think that's where he's going.
People
with
keep saying
not.
People keep saying Eminem. I'm seeing a lot of tweets like Bob and Twinsburg and social media brought to you by Shiny Jewelers, yeah. Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I thought MGK was a rapper. He's a pop singer now. Man, Eminem destroyed him. Then Bacon Award Gaming says Eminem diss had him so bad he went all boy band. I don't know. I think MGK's had a way bigger decade than Eminem has. I mean, he's everywhere. He's shown up in movies. He's shown up in shows on Netflix. He's as big as it gets.
It is a, I won't call it a catchy song.
Eminem did have a great moment over the last week with Jelly Roll. Came out with Jelly Roll.
I didn't see it.
In Detroit.
What is this?
Wow.
He came out and did Lose Yourself. Jelly Roll started doing Lose Yourself, and he came out. It was pretty cool.
Well, I certainly have no problem with Jelly Roll. I really don't have a problem with Eminem, to be honest with you. I just feel like I'm sounding older and older as I go.
But candy you are and out food of the three right artists now. We just list.
Oh,
Eminem, MGK, Jelly Roll.
I mean, honestly, if we're being dead serious
Meatloaf,
here, we are.
Eminem, more food related.
Eminem, Jelly Roll, Machine Gun Kelly.
You eat guns?
That would be the one.
Yeah.
That would be the. That is that how you rank them? MGK, that you're. You don't even, I've never heard you like Jelly Roll.
No, you know what? I love his voice. Absolutely love his voice, yeah.
I like Theo Von's impression of him.
Oh, you know what? I have heard that. It's very good. Now, what do you think?
That's a good one, too.
What do you think of Tuna Melt? Do you think he's having a nice couple months?
Coming up, yeah.
Okay. 9 o'clock.
Find anything else?
Brian Geltzeiler going to join us on the show.
We'll get his thought on the new MGK.
8:22. I don't think he's coming back, but if you guys want to go ahead and speculate, fine. You guys go right on ahead. What's the identity of the Guardians? Give me a word. Identify the Cleveland Guardians right now. It's Memorial Day. It's after Memorial Day. We always say, well, that's when you know who your team is. What's the identity of the Guardians? I think, honestly, I hate to say it like this because it's going to sound mean-spirited. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I know that they're a professional sport. And I don't mean to sit there and sympathize with people who are still always going to be richer than any of us. All right? I don't mean to sympathize like that. But there obviously are market constraints of what they had previously to what they have now. And it's gotten even worse for them. So I look at the identity. I'm sorry. They're just trying to put on a good show. That's what their identity is.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
That I'm not trying to be mean-spirited when I say that.
Just putting together.
I'm not trying to be that way.
A competitive baseball team and
because they know
doing more with less. That's been their identity over the years.
They cannot put together a team that divests its interest in its players that they have, the current major leaguers, the legend that they have playing for them. They cannot do that and go and be a 65-win baseball team. There will be nobody going to the games. And I know that there's not a lot of people going to the games as they are, even though there was a full sellout last night, right? Okay, full sellout.
One of the season.
There will be nobody going to the games. They can't do that. They can't, and they won't. They won't do it. I don't believe that they can afford it. I don't believe that they feel that they can afford it. But you're also under the constraints of a television contract, which a lot of teams are, that has certainly abruptly changed over these last 12 months. And they do not have the funds, as it would seem, or they're just not going to spend themselves into destitution or into the red to keep the payroll the way it was. Much like the Twins and everybody else had done the same thing. They're doing the same thing they are. So now I have to look at them and say, all right, what are you? You're still pretty good. You're not going to make any moves during the trade deadline. Anybody? No, no, no. Okay, no.
No, we know they're not.
So they're not going to make any moves. So their identity is they're trying to put on a good show. Unless anybody can tell me different, fine. 216-474-0092. What is their identity?
Well, in the Detroit series, they did definitely put on a good show after they had lost, what, five in a row?
It's a good show.
So that was huge. They then were tasked with going up against two of the best pitchers in baseball. And I think we saw, I mean, your lineup gets exposed in those situations. So, you know, not the end of the world. I do think it's interesting, like, to some people, like Mitch came in here before the show started and said, hey, did the Guardians show they could play with anybody? And I'm like, well, I kind of feel like most baseball teams...
they're all professional baseball teams.
Yeah,
they can play
unless you're Colorado, most baseball teams can play with anybody. I do think it was a nice reminder of what winning baseball can look like because Detroit was, you know, unstoppable to that point.
Well, there's the depth of what some teams can do and what you can do and things like that. But again, in single series scenarios, yeah, you can play with anybody, but it's over the long term what you think they're going to be. And right now, I just feel that this is kind of a season that just exists. That's what it is. And that's, again, not to be nasty about it.
Well, that sounds like you're writing them off by...
Because do you believe that they're going to win?
Before June starts.
It's not writing them off.
Well, when you say this is a season that just exists,
this is a season
that's not inspiring.
They can go to the postseason in a season that just exists. All you're going to be is more frustrated that they didn't do anything because you already said that they're not going to do anything. So who's frustrating who here? I'm just trying to be honest with everybody. You can be mad for what I'm saying, but you can't hate the truth.
No, a season that just exists, that sounds like a team that there's going to be no excitement towards the end of the year about this team.
We had real excitement last year.
If they're a wild card team.
Did we not?
If they're a Absolutely. Wild card team, we will be. And I think last year was different. You had a new manager. There were so many things that felt new with him. Now it's year two.
And your bullpen was unstoppable. They were so good up until Class A wasn't.
And you just weren't hit over the head with the constraints that you are right now. So that's something that goes against this year. A season that exists, like, yeah, you can make the postseason, but again, I ask anybody, does anybody think that this is going to be a season of dreams? Nobody believes that this is going to be a season of dreams. So if you don't believe that this is going to be a season of dreams, I take it for what it is. It's a year that they're not going to call up Travis Bezzana. I want to see what Chase DeLauter has. Again, I'm not trying to be mean-spirited. I'm going to sound mean-spirited when I say this. I want to see him before he gets hurt. So if he comes up by the end of the week like Todd and I were talking about, good, I hope. Because I want to see what he has. Some of the other young guys, I want to see what they have. If we're talking long-term stuff, I am worried that this is the last year of really decent, useful Emmanuel Clase moments. I worry about the starting rotation that I have absolutely taken for granted. Because this organization has done a good job of drafting and developing and trading for younger top-end rotational pitchers. I worry about this rotation. I worry that Gavin Williams is not who I thought he was going to be, the same way Tristan McKenzie ended up not being the same way a lot of us thought he was going to be. That Tanner Bibee, who has been better than he has been, certainly not going to turn into a pumpkin, but not the type of top-end pitcher that we needed. Like where it just seemed to be, okay, you were going to go from Kluber to Bieber to somebody else. And it was just going to be down that line. And I'm sure there's plenty of people can name plenty of other guys before. We have had the great fortune of having some really good opening day starting number one pitchers here with this club. Haven't been able to pay them because we know what the deal is. But we've had that fortune of being able to draft those guys, trade for those guys, develop them as well. That I worry the most about. Because if you don't have any of those, then we really are just existing over the next how many years until you find one. Unless that offense with Travis Bezzana in the future and a couple other guys, whether that can change. But again, I'm not getting a lot of pushback where it does feel like there's a couple of guys here that, yes, can be a part of your future. It also seems like there's just a lot of Ernie Clement in here. Where it's like, yeah, you're gonna do it for right now, but we got to get the payday. Like that's the way I think a lot of people feel about this team. Which is much better than going 8 and whatever the Rockies are. I don't want to win 8 games and not have baseball exist here. Like, it is good. Like, there is some argument. I'm sure there's somebody squeezing his wheel right now, very upset to hear this about the Guardians, whether they disagree with me or they just are upset about the circumstances. At least there's passion about it right now. But no, their identity is they want to put on a good show. I don't think it is to go out and win, because I know that they believe that they do not have the wherewithal to go out and make those moves.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.